True North Tales. Stories of the people, places, and events from across the territory on 100.1 True North FM.
For this True North tale, I sat down and had another conversation with Northern artist Leela Gilday. In her songwriting, Leela talks a lot about her Dene culture, and to get my chat with Leela started, I asked her how it feels to share this culture and perspective with people who might not have ever heard it before if it wasn't for listening to her music.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. As a songwriter, you know, it's my privilege and honor to share my own perspective of the world. So being a Dene woman and from the North, I've shared quite a few stories and world perspectives with my audience. And I really love it when somebody who has never encountered, you know, a Dene woman or a Northerner or, you know, somebody like me, I really love it when I'm able to open their hearts and minds to my perspective. And I think that's what makes this a beautiful world, is that are not in the mainstream are lifted up so that we can all share a more beautiful and diverse world. It really is one of my honors and privileges to be able to share that perspective.
One of the things that's happened to Leela since our last conversation was she picked up her second Juno Award, and I asked Leela how it feels to have her hard work recognized not just once by her country, but multiple times.
That's a good question, Tyler. I think, you know, looking back at the last couple of years, it's been incredibly difficult, both on a professional and personal level. And I think the Juno Award that I won in June of last year, it really helped me to sort of refocus and still keep the faith that the stories that I'm telling and the music that I'm making is reaching people and is touching people's hearts. And that's the main goal. So, you know, awards are just a sort of a beautiful confirmation that you are like walking the right path. But regardless of awards, you know, there's lots of people who released music who didn't get recognized, that they've released profound and life-changing music. So I was honored to stand with the other nominees and very surprised that we received the award. Yeah, it was just a bright spot for me personally as well.
And at the end of my True North tale with Leela Gilday, she talked to me about some of the projects that she's currently working on.
I am still working on my new record. We'll be doing pre-production in June and hope to release the first single by, you know, like late fall or winter. I am putting out another single of a song that I previously recorded. That's called Going Home, ironically. And I'm just also still working on the project with my brother. We haven't come up with a name as yet, but he and I have written a duo show and hoping to tour that pretty soon as well.
If you have a story to tell or know someone we should talk about, let us know. Email truenorthtales@mytruenorthnow.com.